anchored in this place called Watts Flats, and kind of screwed up a couple times. I think there was really bad spirits there because multiple bad things happened. But the anchor grabbed. You couldn't see that there was current, but there was a lot of current. And typically I'll deploy the anchor from the side of the boat and then run the line up to the bow. Well, big mistake because the boat was turned sideways. Somehow the anchor line got wrapped around not only the spinnaker halyard, but also around my lifeline. Like, it somehow somebody tied it to my lifeline, basically. And it was being pulled over sideways, right? Because it was on the side of it. And it was now anchored to the top of the mast. And it was pulling the spinnaker out of the spinnaker sock. I was myself getting pulled over the side of the boat and being drowned. But I wear that belt with the quick release, so I quick released it, and it went over, my lifeline went over the side, just the belt that I wear around my waist. And then I sit in the bow and went to untie the spinnaker halyard, and it was no longer hooked to the top of the mast. It was literally like somebody was on board screwing with me. Because I always flake on the line really neatly in the anchor bag. It came out huge knot that I was trying to, like, undo. And I thought I was going to, when I finally, like, about 2 hours later, recovered the anchor, because I actually had to dump the anchor with the float line on it so I could get away from it. Everything. Undid everything because it was just unbelievable. But when I got back and started pulling everything in, there wasn't a single knot in the line. And it was unbelievably, like, wrapped around itself and through itself. And I can't believe that just the slipperiness of steel undid the problem. The other thing that happened is that the mainsail got jammed up the mast. So not only is the anchor now sort of tied around the halyard, but the boat is madly sailing back and forth in a wind that sprang up from nowhere, right? On its side, and I was like, shit, I'm going to get pulled over onto my side and then watch it flush it out, right? That's why the mast is going to break, right? And so then I go to pull down the sail. It's jammed, stuck. I couldn't get it down. And I managed to get it like a foot and a half down, and then I couldn't get it down any further. I even put like a reefing hook in one of the eyes with a loop in it, and was sitting with dumping up and down. It wouldn't go anywhere. But luckily, I had like a handy dilly, right? Actually, one of my running back suspensioners. So I hooked that onto the and a climbing carabiner. So I hooked all that onto the main halyard. And then, you know, then power of four, I pulled the sail back up the foot and a half, I got it down. Then I basically undid the main halyard, and then with my reefing hook, climbed up the mast, put it in the eyes, and then jumped on it, and this time it came down. So, but it took me a long time to get it down. And the anchor was so dug in. It was unbelievable how dug in it. It was probably like a sandy or muddy bottom. It buried itself big time. Yeah, the classic, you know, deep water and then like a shallow area and water flowing over, but with no signs that it's just a ripping current, right? I mean, I drifted down there and I was like, and I was drifting back to where the reason I had to deploy the anchor was because I was quickly going backwards. And I was just an anchor and city. I knew it was shallow. And wait until, you know, it turns. The combination of everything was a little bit frightening. And not like, you know, and that was just, that's only the middle of the story, because there's a whole piece to the beginning of, like, almost ending. It was just, whatever it was in these islands, I'm going to look this place up. It's got to be some